Broadcasting live from more than 600 affiliates in North America. That includes Puerto Rico, Guam, and Canada. You're listening to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis out of the iHeartRadio studios. And, excuse me, COVID cough. Oh, I always say that. I shouldn't joke about that at all. But there it is. Now I'm having it. Oh, my gosh. 850 AM, 94.1 FM, KOA, the voice of Colorado is where I am coming to you out of. And we are talking. Now it's going to start, isn't it? Sorry about that. I need to get that COVID cough button over there. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, one of those things that just keeps going for you. Well, we are talking to Eric Salgado. Eric is, he's been working with Virtual Solutions since like 98. And his original occupation, which he was talking about before, physical education teacher, he realized the need to create an online training program system, heads out to a DC. I mean, he does all the stuff that he needs to do and really takes the risk. And I think at this point he was at $200,000 in debt. And, you know, he just went for it. And here he is telling us now about what happened with the digital boom and COVID. So you talked about, Eric, what happened before. And then you had also said that what was going to be coming in the future. So when we come back, you guys, we're going to be taking some phone calls and we're going to be asking Eric what it is that's coming up in the future. Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Our guest tonight, Eric Salgado, talking about the digital boom happening. COVID-19, what did it do before? You know, what was going on before on the internet with the digital, you know, marketing, things like that? And then what happened with COVID? And he told us it went from what would have been normally 50 years of growth happened in 50 days. And I know that so many platforms were like breaking, and some of the, you know, a lot of the ones that I was working with as well, since it's all digital live stream. So I'm on BlueRockTalk.tv. You can go there. That's my membership site. That is digital marketing right there. It's a membership website, and it's live streaming, and you got certain platforms for it. So it's not just where you archive your videos, but also live videos that you're doing. So all that is digital marketing. So if you go to BlueRockTalk.tv, you'll see that's what we're talking about. That's what he's talking about. And then all of a sudden, you know, and there's platforms that these things sit on, or what you're using them for with the live streams, or, you know, I'm just doing mine right now. It's a niche and it's a membership site, right? So when you're doing that and you have a certain amount of people on them and everything's happening, and all of a sudden, boom, everybody's on these platforms all of a sudden because they want to do shows, or they want to, you know, keep things going, or have conferences where they can see everybody. Oh my gosh, they were just going crazy. They all had a smile on their face too, because a lot of people were, you know, paying money for their platforms to get on there. So they were happy as a lark, but, you know, they had to really haul some booty to make sure things were happening. So Eric Salgado with us, being a big part of this digital boom. And Eric, I mean, so you're talking about what it was before. It went, what should have been 5 years of growth happened in 50 days because of that. And I mean, just boom. I couldn't believe how fast all the different celebrities were already doing what they were doing, singing from their homes or doing, you know, TV stuff of some sort. You know, it just happened really quick that they learned about it.
Yeah, that's like... They're going to have to change, right? So the whole world is online now. Everybody's looking for information online. Like the growth that we saw on Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, it's insane. It's just like insane. So that proves that people are online. And people are there. So if you want to have contact with people, sell your product, promote your stuff, or offer your service, sell your food, you gotta be online. So
yeah, and they're already there, right? You got your audience already. It's all over.
Exactly. It's not a choice anymore. And you know, Connie, for example, you are watching TV, right? So when it comes to commercial, what do? Sometimes you change the channel. But if you don't change the channel, you're gonna get your cell phone. So nobody's watching commercials on TV anymore. It's like when people have the choice, they choose not to see the commercials. So you gotta be where people are looking for, right? Where people are actually paying attention. And that would be cell phones and computers. That's the only thing. Like you don't leave your cell phone, not even to sleep. So you gotta be there. You gotta go digital.
How do you know that? You're right. It's right there next to me. You are so right. And I remember at one point you would look at it and just burn your eyes and you're like, oh, and they kind of fixed that at one point. But okay, so in the future, all right, now we're still dealing with everything. There's no question about that. But in the future, how do you see business now that this has happened so fast that we, you know, we would have never thought of this to happen, of course. But how do you see the future now because of how quickly this happened when it comes to the digital world? But also, how do you see retail?
Okay, so what I see, I have like two point of views, one for the first next 5 years, and then after 5 years. You know, we are like evolving a lot and really, really fast. So the internet's the same thing. Now, everybody is actually working online and learning how to do stuff online because you just have no option. You gotta do online or you're not gonna do it. So we are going to learn faster. We are going to learn how to deal with those tools. So I guess for the next 5 years, we're going to see like everybody going online, learning online, building business online, selling online, finding products and services and buying food and everything online. So people will get actually used to do that, right? So let's say, I would say that 90% of the commercial transactions will happen online for the next 5 years. Now, after the next 5 years, what we are going to see is actually people start to live online. That would be the VR, right? So that would be those glasses that you use and you go to a whole different environment. You're going to be virtual reality.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's what's going to take for the next 5 years. Like you are saying, retail. It's okay. You can put your glasses. You can go to a shopping. You can choose the store. You can see the clothes. You can see everything. You can actually choose and see the colors and see different angles. And you can just purchase and receive in your home next day. So.
But Eric, you know the problem with that, right? As a woman, we got to touch it.
But you know, like for example, in Amazon, you already have the Amazon.
Yeah, you're right. It's working already.
Closet, I guess. It's something that you can bring a box. You can pick a box. You can put 5 pieces of clothes in the box, and you're gonna receive in your home. You try it. If you like it, you keep it. If you don't like it, you just send it back. So they already thought about that.
Well, you know what? I was on QVC and HSN selling products for like years. And so we did the same thing. And we would, you know, but we would talk about it and touch it for them, you know, whatever it was. And so, you know, that really helped. But one day we'll be able to touch it, right? One point they'll make it to where we can feel it. So. Okay, you're right, because we did it the whole time, too, so I get you. Yeah. But the virtual is going to be cool. You're right.
It will be cool. If you had the experience of wearing those glasses already, you're going to get amazed. Like, watch Netflix in one of those glasses is crazy. It's really, really crazy. And a lot of stuff. You can organize a meeting, and you can have your own avatar, and your friends can have their avatars. You're going to build the place where the meeting is going to happen, and boom, it's there. So I think this is going to be the next big deal for companies, businesses, entrepreneurs, service providers, coaches, consultants. It's going to be all VR. You want to see another cool thing? For example, if you want to buy a case for your phone right now, you have to go on Amazon, or whatever it is, you're going to buy it, you're going to receive on your home next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next few years, you're going to be able to print that thing at your home. You're going to have printers, right? So you're just going to download the blueprint. upload on your printer, boom, you have that in like 10 minutes, you have your case. So everything that's going to be possible to print at home, you're going to be able to buy online, download the blueprints, and print the thing at home.
Eric, you're going to print your home. Have you seen those yet? They actually print their houses now. They got tiny homes that they're printed. Have you seen that?
I'm lost you for 1 minute.
Oh, they now have little tiny homes that you can print out. They actually have, they print out homes out of cement. They pour it out and they print out a home within I don't know how many hours, but now you got a home printed out. So then you can print out everything else for it.
Yes, it's crazy. There is a car. It was built 100% in a printer.
Yep, that's what those homes were. Isn't that something? I mean, that has always amazed me, where people have, they've just printed out anything. I love that. I mean, this is so futuristic happening now. And I just, you know, you could have never thought that. You would just watch the Jetsons and it would happen. And now you can see that it really, really does do that. So now you're a business guy. And a lot of people look at, okay, I'm a businessman. I know nothing about the internet. Well, you are a businessman that's online. So did you find that a big leap, or was it a hard leap? Was it a risk, or did you think you couldn't do it, or was it easier than you thought?
Well, you know.
Or is it different at all?
Burning the bridges. Like when I started, I had to be successful, otherwise I would lost everything. So for me, it was not an option. And I think when you start a business and you think like that, the chances for you to succeed, I think it's better. So it's, in the end of the day, I think it's all about mindset. Now listen, I know nothing about computers and design and programming, and I did it. And yeah, I know a lot of people with 60, 70 years old, and they are doing. And we got to do it because, you know, like the whole community, the whole society, it was designed for us to work and live until the 60. But we are living until the 80s now, and we have 20 extra years. So we have to do something, right? You cannot just be there doing nothing when you are 60. So the internet is a nice alternative for people to actually start a business. There is a group online. I'm part of this group because I'm helping those guys. They call great entrepreneurs, not entrepreneurs, just great entrepreneurs.
Oh,
that would be entrepreneurs with gray hair. Right? people with more than 60. And they are doing pretty well. They are creating amazing stuff. They are selling products. They are selling advice. They are selling trainings, mentorship, a lot of stuff. And, you know, those guys with 60, 65, 55, they know a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Learn, right?
Yes. I agree. I think, 50 up kind of, it is kind of maybe where the change is, maybe 45. I'm not sure where that actual change is, where you've got so much experience in the retail and the real world out there. And then, you know, behind everybody else is a lot of this, you know, they know the internet and all that stuff really well. So when you can find somebody that's been in marketing and sales all their lives in retail, across the country, I think those guys and those girls, those people across the board, when they take their skills that they've used, some of them don't transfer, but a lot of them do, because they have a lot of methods and theories and you know, strategies, and they can work. And when you can put it together with the digital part, I just think that's amazing. It's hard sometimes to get people that have done that to pull back and get into the digital part, because they don't think they can do it, or they think it's going to be hard. But man, if they can take those strategies that they've done for decades in the real world and put them here onto, and of course I'm pointing to computers because they're, you know, in front of all of us, or you got the mobile phone with you or tablet, like you were saying. And I just think they would just do amazing. And I think that the people that have grown up with just the digital part of it have never gotten from the old wise people now some of those great strategies. And I think that that would be nice to be incorporated in. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
Exactly. And, you know, because the digital is just a way. The computer is just a tool. In the end of the day, it's all about people. Who is going to give you a credit card is a person behind the computer. Right, so it's okay if you don't know anything about computers, programming, or internet. This thing you can learn. But if you know something about people, behaviors, and marketing, you're good to go, right? It's all about people. In the end of the day, it's all about people. Like people say, yeah, you need to know how to do a sales copy letter. You need to do copywriting. No, you don't need to know those stuff. You need to know people. You need to learn how to talk with people, how to actually establish a conversation with people. If you can do that online, if you can put that in a document, like in text, you can do it online, you can sell it, and you're going to be successful anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, okay, so someone like me, we would be the head, the talking head for people. We would be the messenger, we'd be the reporter, the anchor, things like that. And it was a little scary at first looking at online businesses because a lot of people would just do all that themselves. And you would go, man, they don't need me. They don't need me anymore. I don't like this. They don't need me. But now when all those people came on at once and you saw so many more people on the internet that had never done that and will never do it again, where they show their face up and try to do that, you can start seeing, okay, now there's a whole bunch of people in here. Now we're starting to differentiate. Now we're starting to see that where the other jobs are going to be, what is needed. And people like me are needed because, these other people were still in retail. Now they're going, all right, I got to figure this out. I got to figure this out. I don't want all that overhead. So I got to make this work. And to me, I'm just surprised, Eric, that they didn't already do it. To me, I was like, "Why?" I'm glad nobody else is doing it. That's how I felt at first, because I don't have as much competition. But I couldn't understand why people weren't already on Zoom or Crowdcast or all the different platforms where they could have a conference already. Why weren't they already doing that instead of just traveling constantly? I just thought, why don't they just, show their product like, okay, I have shirts, I have hats. You know, I have golf stuff. Here, take a look at this. It may be because they want to feel it. they're used to they like that getting out there, touching people, feeling people, shaking their hands. Well, now you can't even do that. So, I am glad that the people have recognized this. But it's funny to me that they didn't already think of that before. Was it just out of their minds because they were just so into the retail? And do you believe that retail will continue?
No, absolutely. It's gonna end. Like everything that you're gonna see outside the internet is going to be services and food. That's it. Like it's going to be really, really hard for you to see a store, people paying renting, employees, and a lot of stuff to sell in a store because, like, nobody's going to go there to buy anything. It's just changing, right? So I don't think so. I don't think retail is going to last for more than 5 years.
Wow. Wow.
Offline,
okay.
Right? Offline.
Right. Offline.
Yeah, and that comes a very, very important stuff. Like retail offline is just dying. And online, you have huge websites just like Amazon. And Amazon sells like pretty much everything. So how can you actually succeed online with your store? The answer, again, is niche, right? So if you're, for example, selling cigars, you go there, you build your cigar store, you sell nothing but cigars, get really good on this thing and go to your niche.
Hang in there. We're going to be back. We're going to talk more about all this. We're going to find out the downsides. We're going to talk about what's going to happen with the human body and how we mingle differently and how we get out there and get to know each other. And if that happens at all, and we'll be taking your phone calls as well. So thanks everybody for being here. Eric Salgado with us. So happy that he could make it. And Connie Willis here too. Thanks for listening. It's Coast to Coast AM. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Very happy to be here and talking with Eric Salgado, the creator, CEO, founder of Builderall USA, where you can go and you get all your tools. You can get all your tools to go out there and make yourself a bazillionaire on the internet. Well, you know, you actually can make really, really good money, but you do got to work it. You know, you got to be careful of all those scams. But Eric, as you said, I mean, there's a bit of a learning curve, but all those videos are right there for you. And then from there, you know, if you just, you still got to work, but you can actually do pretty well.
Exactly. When we create a platform like this, it's actually to make possible for you to go there, learn, and do yourself. We are not saying like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to write a code or everything about designing and HTML and all those things. You actually have to know nothing. The whole platform is created for you to just drag and drop. If you know what you have to do, you're going to be able to do that in hours with Builderall.
And it's not just, you know, websites is a core thing. It's not just websites, though. There's apps and there's different things involved. But it's also the tools to make those work, you know, where people say, well, you know, I mean, really, you got to have an address on the internet. So it's great to have that website going on. But it's so much more involved that, you know, I'm learning it. There's these funnels so that you can get people there. You get your email list. There's, oh my gosh. And what it is that you learn are things that we see every day when we're on Facebook, we're on Google, what, right? I mean, I see them. I'm like, oh my gosh, now I know how to make one of those if I look through your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, today we are talking a lot about direct response marketing. Mm. That would be something like you have one page with just one message and one button. So you gotta have a website because the website's your place where you're gonna have the information about your company, your stuff, your team, and everything. But when you are promoting your products online, when you are promoting your services, you gotta bring people to one page with one proposal, you know, one unique selling point. This is what you have to do. So in that case, you will need to create like we call sales funnels, right? So sales funnels is a whole different approach of marketing. So for example, you have a store and you are selling wallets, for example, right? And you have like 20 different wallets or 20 different models and stuff like that. The right way to do now would be to create one page to sell one wallet for one target audience, right? And if you have 20 different wallets, you could have 20 different pages. It's easy. It's not a big deal. You can do it. But you are going to bring the right customer to the right page with the right advertising. And then you're going to have better conversions. You're going to make more money. And then after the client buys your stuff, they're going to figure out you already have a website. And then they're going to get more information, more products, and stuff like this.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like the website's pretty much the basic. In digital marketing, you can do way more stuff to get better sales conversions and lead capturing and everything.
Yeah, because that's what you think at first. Then you're like, oh, no, it's way more than that. But it's cool and it's fun. And you know, I saw in yours where you can make an app. I'm like, man, I want to learn how to make an app. And I'm like, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to make a little iWatch app. Well, you know, just it's fun too. I think it's fun because you create things. Let's go to the phones here. First time caller, Rosh out of Seattle. Hey there, Rosh, how are you? Welcome to Coast to Coast. This is Connie here and also Eric. How are you?
Hey, you're doing great, Connie. How about yourself?
Good, thanks.
That is awesome. And thank you, Eric, as well. Thanks for taking my call. A longtime listener, first time caller, as they say. So my public name is Master Roshambola, and I'm considered the greatest rock, paper, scissors player in the history of the sport.
I love it.
Literally, if you go online and you Google rock, paper, scissors master, you will see a picture of my face. And I've done color commentary for ESPN, Fox Sports, A&E, Disney Channel, et cetera, et cetera.
Excellent.
So I want to learn how to create a digital marketing strategy that allows me to leverage that identity for my own business as well as to increase exposure. And Builderall sounds like a great resource. I've never actually heard of it before tonight, but it's definitely something I plan on looking into. But I was just wondering, just from what I've given you, Eric, if you could brainstorm and tell me, what would you do to start something like this? Or how would you get moving? What would you consider essential? What comes to mind as far as how I could accomplish those goals? And thank you very much.
Thanks.
Sure.
That's excellent.
Well, man, you got to build authority when you are doing this thing online. So what you need is the first one is a website, right, with the optimized. So you're going to get results when people search on Google with your keywords, right? And then you can have a video and a training or a free training. You got to give content. You have to deliver content, teach people how to do that, or teach people some piece of what they can do with your knowledge. And then you're going to start creating authority, right? But it's very, very important for you to do videos teaching people how to do stuff or giving some advice or just like good content, right, without selling. Because if you do videos very concerning about selling, trying to sell all the time, people are not going to share your videos. So you have to do cool videos, nice videos, funny videos, good content videos, put online. And the only call to action that you should do is subscribe on my channel or go to my page or like my page. Just bring people to start following you, and then you're going to create an authority. Once you have authority, it's going to be easier for you to put together a seminar or sell your product, create a membership area, do live events and all those things. Today on the marketing, it's all about authority. And to build authority, you got to give free content and shareable content.
Right, right. And even if he's just saying, hey, I want somebody to hire me to be a color commentator for this or that. Even if he's just being talent and saying, hey, agents and producers and casting directors, come to me. I'm over here. He can also draw attention to him, even if he's not going to teach or do any webinars, but just show some of his past work. He can also pull people in, correct? Better than the next person that's doing the same thing with these funnels and things. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's all about authority today. Yeah. It's all about authority.
Okay. Yeah, because didn't have all that stuff before and now do. And so, and that's what's cool about it too. You can build that all in there. It's all connected. It's all right in there, which I thought was pretty cool. And I think we have the link all set up for you too. If you go click there on coasttocoastam.com, you'll see all the information there that you can click on. So, wow, thank you, Josh. That was great. I want to go look and see his stuff as the paper, rock, scissors dude. That's the master. That's pretty cool. So, so let's go back to the phones. Wildcard line 5, Gretchen out of Marlin, Texas. Hey there, Gretchen. How are you? Welcome to Coast, Connie here along
hey.
With Eric.
I'm so psyched. When I heard your voice, I thought you were going to do Bigfoot again, which I'm such the Bigfoot girl. But anyway, I'm so happy Eric is on tonight because I have been working from home anyway as a travel agent. Did I just lose you guys?
No, we can hear you barely, but give it a shot
okay,
here.
Great.
There you go.
Okay. So at home travel agent, and I really want to have Eric help me with Builderall. So do you think that I can sort of become more like of a star? But when everybody wants to start traveling again, do you think that it will happen?
Okay. So it's breaking a little bit. So can you, Connie?
Yeah. So she, so Yeah, so I'll help you there so we can cut her off and she can listen and hear better. But so she was saying that she's got a travel agency, and once people start wanting to travel again, will your product, Builderall, will it help her to be, you know, a star, stick out more than the other ones where she can get, you know, they'll come to her as opposed to the different people out there? How can she attract more people? Will your tools help her do that?
Sure. Now, listen, people will go back to travel again. Like I see, everybody just can't wait to start traveling again. So this is going to happen, right? Now, how can you take advantage of this, especially on this moment right now? For example, one thing that you could do with Builderall, that would be a blog, right? So you could create a blog with your advice or places that you can suggest and good content, because right now people are searching for places they can go after this whole thing is done, right? So nobody can travel, but everybody can dream. So we are all online searching for places. And you're not going to believe that, Connie, but right now I have on my screen here, because I'm doing our research, the Bali High, Anna Maria Island. I'm just checking the website right now because I can't wait to go there. So I'm just going to go on the website and do a reservation. So just like me, thousands of people are doing research right now. So what you could do now is starting a blog, right? Start putting good content, good pictures, good information, because right now people are searching for information. They are always searching for information, but right now it's better, right? It's bigger, like it's more people doing that. So that could be a good thing. And even after this whole COVID stuff, creating a blog and again, building authority on your niche is going to help you a lot.
Building authority. So all of those tools will help you out with that. And again, you know, these are tools you can find all over the place. Your niche was, hey, let's put them all together. And there you go. I think that's a great idea too, because I know that as I learn piece by piece by piece, it's so nice when it's all in one area and I don't have to just like go all over the place going, do I have to have this? Do I need this? Does it interconnect with this? Does it hurt this? Do I need to update everything? And I'm thinking you're even to where you update stuff and you keep it rolling for the people that get it so that, you know, they can just worry about being creative for themselves. Or what I think is cool, this is what I think is cool too. When like a lot of people go to Fiverr or whatever you want to call it, or right, and they go to all these different places and somebody builds them something or creates something and they charge, you know, Fiverr itself can go $5 and up, but some of these things where people charge $300, I've seen how it can be made in 5 minutes. You just have to have the tool. And 5 minutes, and they're like, oh my gosh, they are making a killing. How good? That's awesome. So
if you go to Fiverr and you search Builderall on Fiverr, you will see the hundreds of people selling Builderall websites on Fiverr. They can build your website on Fiverr, on Builderall, through Fiverr services.
I love that. I love it. And Eric, I'm so happy that you could join us and you know, you did that entrepreneur thing that everybody wants to be able to do. You know, you had this business and it wasn't working anymore and you're in debt and you're like, I got to do this. And then you created this great niche and here you are talking to us about it. And it's exciting. And thanks so much that you are not only doing it and did it, but it actually is created to create more entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So tell us where we can find you. Obviously on Coast to Coast AM, we've got the link there, but tell us what else we've got before we close out and what else you might want to say before you take off and go to bed.
Well, yeah, sure. If you want to try Builderall, or if you want to get in touch with my team or myself, or like, we are here to help, right? So I would go to the website of the radio station. We have the link right there. It's easier. Just go to the show website, click the link, and you have 14 days free trial, so you can just sign up, try for 14 days. You will have the opportunity to see the whole platform, everything, what's working. And in the end of the day, Connie, we are not here just to sell the platform, but to help people. So this 14 days free trial, you're going to have access to all the tools, but you are going to have access to the whole community, support team. You are going to have access to myself and a lot of information that is going to help you build stuff or do something or create a different strategy for your business. So give it a try.
Well, we appreciate that. Thanks so much, Eric. And hopefully we'll be talking to you soon. All right. Take care. Thank you so much. Eric Salgado, everybody. Just a nice guy. You know, I want to also thank him for not being one of the scammers out there, one of those people, hey, you can do this overnight. And that is what caught my eye, because as you go weeding people out, that's what caught my eye. Not only was he not that way, and this was before I knew, oh, he's top dog. I didn't realize that, right? I'm just going, you know, looking through different tutorials and this and that to figure out what I would do differently, that I could do at home, that I can live anywhere I want, that I can make the amount I want or not. And as I was looking, that's how I picked him out, actually. Not only because he didn't come across as a scammer guy. Hey, you can do this now, look what I've got. It wasn't like that at all. In fact, when he was talking about when you pick a product that you decide that you want to sell, and it could be your own product. Maybe you make cool little back scratchers or whatever. You know, it's anything, right? So it doesn't have to be what somebody else made, but it was just neat because he was saying, hey, you know, use the product, talk about the product, learn it yourself, and then, you know, use your own words to sell it. And that's one of the first people I've seen to do that, because a lot of times if you just pick affiliate marketing, people will just take a product, they won't even look at it, they know nothing about it, and then they'll try to sell that. And it's like, oh, so he really caught my eye and ear. And so it's very nice that he showed up here. Again, go to the website and you'll get the link. So Eric Salgado. Coming up though, now we've got Happy Days Are Here Again. Our dude, Mr. Ralph Mouth, is coming. He's going to be here with us. He's going to talk about Happy Days. That is Don Most. And he's also, he sees UFOs. I love it. He's one of us. Yep, Ralph Mouth is one of us. So stay tuned, everybody. Connie Willis here. And Don Most is coming up next on Coast to Coast AM.